For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has jumped into the contest to succeed U.S. Senator Roy Blunt. Greitens made the announcement yesterday on Fox News. He served as governor of Missouri from 2017 to the middle of 2018 before resigning amid a torrent of scandal over an extramarital affair and campaign finance issues. During the Fox News interview, Greitens brushed aside the issues surrounding his downfall, adding that he expects to get robust support for his Senate bid.
And one of the things that I know as a boxer is that you can lose a round, but you can still stay in the fight and you can win the fight. I know as a Navy SEAL that you can lose a battle, but you can still stay in the war.
Other Republicans considering a U.S. Senate bid include Attorney General Eric Schmidt, U.S. Representatives Jason Smith, Ann Wagner, Vicky Hartzler, and Billy Long. On the first day back from legislative spring break, the Missouri House passed another measure related to initiative petitions. The bill states that if the legislative body passes language to be on the ballot, the courts are not allowed to rewrite or edit that summary, regardless of if they deem the language constitutional or not. The bill's sponsor says he does expect the legislation to be challenged in court. It now heads to the Senate. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe is bowing out of the 2022 U.S. Senate contest. Kehoe said in a statement yesterday that he won't run to succeed retiring Senator Roy Blunt. Instead, Kehoe says he'll be turning his focus to running for governor in 2024, which will be an open race since Governor Mike Parson can't run again. Former Governor Eric Greitens also confirmed that he was running for Blunt's Senate seat. Other potential GOP candidates in the U.S. Senate contest include Attorney General Eric Schmidt, U.S. Representatives Ann Wagner, Jason Smith, Billy Long, and Vicky Hartzler. Several Democrats have announced their Senate candidacies, including former State Senator Scott Sifton and Jefferson City native Lucas Coons. In response to a Black Lives Matter protest last year that stopped highway traffic, Missouri lawmakers are considering penalizing protesters who block traffic on a public street. Under the proposal, a protester could be charged with a Class D felony if it's their third violation interfering with traffic. Kansas City State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove opposes the measure.
People have gone to the streets for millennia when their government is wrong. And if it's done peacefully, there's nothing illegal about that. And there are already laws on the book if it's not.
The Democrat expects the bill to pass. It cleared the Senate last month, and a House committee held a public hearing yesterday. The bill's sponsor says it's dangerous to obstruct highway traffic, and this proposal would make the public safer. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.